seem to like it.
But...
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, for new people, yeah, easy.
Yeah. But not old people do, so we can
help. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit 1 on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Renee Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, July 13th. I'm calling you from a pretty comfortable, for now, Pacific Northwest, Portland area, but we're in for a hot few days, you know, over in the high 90s, I think, over the next couple days. So I'm going to enjoy the cooler weather this morning. I know it's getting hot in some other places, too. Cindy, I think, has been scorching. So I hope you all stay cool. Super happy to be with you all today. Thursdays are one of my favorite days because I get to spend with all of you and my co-hosts. But before I say hello to them, please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have an event coming up or somewhere to find some great information. So you want to be ready to write that down when we talk about it. And also, please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. As you all know, it's a huge part of what our show is about, is answering your questions and chatting with all of you. So please press 1, and then we know how many people we should get to today. All right. I'm going to say hello to my co-host. We've got Cindy with me today. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're staying cool. And, you know, we've got some interesting things to talk about today, but I hope that you'll call in and you know, give us something that we don't expect.
So, all right. Yeah. And perfect. Good morning, Tiff. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And all right. Well, go ahead,
real
Jenny.
Quick before we start, yeah, I just want to say, you know, off topic here, but Dr. Burka, you know, hit it out of the park again last night with a guest who is a doctor in, and also a distributor out of Colorado, Dr. Gaita. And really excellent one. So watch for the recording if you're not able to listen to those. This was a good one. They're all good, but some are more good.
Yes, yeah, so you're talking about Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. Good. Yes, he doesn't do anything not really well, but yes, some definitely are specifically a good target. So, all right. Well, Cindy, do you want to start it off? I know you had a couple things you wanted to chat about, and then I can tune in with a couple of things I wanted to talk.
Sure. Just real quick, though, Tiff, are you on a short time frame, so we should have you kind of update us first, or are you okay?
No, I'm okay today.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, so just in
and I'm sure Tiff is
going
to have stuff to add to this subject, so.
yeah. About the 4 wheels, or 8 wheels, or more
yep.
wheels. there's an interesting post that I, you know, wanted to bring to people's attention that came off of our IBD horse set page, and it came as an article through the American Association of Equine Practitioners, so pretty highly credentialed group there, but the comment was that the balancing required of a horse while it's being trailered puts continuous demands on their legs going back and forth. And that translates roughly, approximately, into the equivalent of cantering for a mile. A three-hour long trip is approximately equivalent to cantering for a mile. So that really brings, reinforces what we say about the fact that if you want your horse to be able to be relaxed and not in a fearful mode, before you haul them anywhere, that you would definitely use the Beamer. And it's another good reason for, if you're on a really long haul, you'd want to use the Beamer when you stop and you're giving them water or access to food and move around it all. If you get them out, you'd want to use the Beamer then. And then you would also want to use the Beamer when they get out of the trailer. It's just so important to balance that autonomic nervous system, engage the parasympathetic response, and encourage them to be able to hydrate. I'm more concerned about hydration than food even sometimes when they've been trailering in these kind of hot weather. But just keep in mind that is a wonderful tool to be able to tell prospects about, to be able to use on your own horses. And I also remember, it's been a while now, but there was a study done at UC Davis by one of the vets at the school there that showed how the immune system would shut down when a horse was trailered, even if they were old-time experienced, seemed like they were real mellow about it. Their immune system can shut down for up to 24 hours after they've been hauled somewhere. So just really good reasons to use the Beamer before and after to help keep that horse comfortable. And, just don't think about, they're in a trailer and it's, might be an air-conditioned trailer or, good ventilation, they can just relax while they're up there. Well, that's really not the case. So I have some other comments, but Tiff, is that something you take your horses quite a few distances sometimes? So is that something that you would typically do for your own horses?
Yeah, Cindy, those are all good things to consider for sure. I actually, and you can do this, it's legal, you can actually ride in the back. I have a living quarters horse trailer. And one of the trips I was going on, I had someone with me and they were driving and I wanted to lay in the back and sleep. Well, let me tell you, riding in the back is not the most pleasant experience.
It's like a paraplane.
So, but I want to share that because it really gave me more perspective on how it is for the horses back there. So I'm much better of a driver, but to go on to the, that experience, but then the traveling itself and the hauling and the extensiveness of that, I definitely love to use the product before I go. If you guys haven't seen the Al Dunning interview that I did just a couple weeks ago, he really emphasized the legs and how he's noticed significant difference in the horse's legs, meaning like there's not as much swelling and there's just a lot less things going on with the horses competitively and just in general, their legs. He's noticed that a lot. The Beamer has significantly helped with that. And so that just reiterates more of that's the impact that they're getting is their legs. Obviously, they're standing when they're in the trailer. We can put mats down. There's all these different type of shaving. Anything, all these different remedies to help absorb shock, airbags, whatever your outfit is situated. But still, their legs are going to be impacted whether you wrap them or not or anything. But Beamer has really been helpful with that, as well as them drinking when we get where we want to go. That's a big one. And I know that's something that a lot of trainers, competitors, haulers, anyone comes into contact with is the drinking on the road. That's something that some horses just aren't very good at. And honestly, us either. When we're traveling, we're not drinking near enough water because we have to stop more. And a horse, I don't know if you knew this, people know this, a horse will not go to the bathroom going down the road. You have to stop. And so think about that, you know, when they're traveling 5, 10 plus hours, 3 even, without going to the bathroom. So it's really important that we get that blood moving, and what the Beamer does and helping them to relax, to help with all of that, just all the things that it does to help with all of those types of situations. So you can imagine when you get to your destination, the first thing that you want the horse to do is to drink. So if you have the ability to obviously Beamer them when you get there, that's even another great to even more relax and settle in, drink with any type of recovery they need from that traveling. It's just all around a really, like we've talked about, great tool to have for preventative care and to just help them to do what they're naturally supposed to do.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Tiff,
you've
said before sometimes with your, you know, longer trips that you'll stop every few hours and kind of just let them relax or even take them out sometimes. Do you do Beamer in between or just kind of before and after usually?
For me personally, I don't particularly like to take horses out of the trailer once I put them in until I get where I'm going.
Okay.
And stop for the evening, whether it's at the actual event or, you know, at a boarding place or hotel or, you know, horse hotel or something like that. Because the atmospheres can be kind of dangerous, whether it's a truck stop or a big gas station or rest stop.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable doing that
at
all. And so I do not do that. So that, therefore, I do not, you know, apply the Beamer in between.
I was thinking you'd said that
I
one
will
time before.
Water
sorry.
Them through
oh,
the
okay.
windows.
Maybe that's what you had said.
And in the mangers, I will do that. But that's, you know, that's the extent of it. They stay in the trailer.
Yeah, just that's just what you want is to have your horse out on the highway and have some big ass truck come by.
Yeah,
no, scary stuff. That's why flat tires are scary. and so that's interesting about your comments about trying to sleep in the back. I'll tell you when we were learning how to drive a trailer, the guy who was teaching us made everybody ride in the trailer. And then, you know, he did some pretty crazy driving. And it was, you know, you discover the ricochet effect back there is just, and the jarring and everything and going over bumps and potholes. You go, oh, he said, that's going to make you drive different. And that was, as you said, you know, it changes your awareness. And that kind of rolls into something else that I wanted to mention because it's really near and dear, I'm sure, to all our hearts. But because there's people that listen to our this show who are less familiar with horses, I was to suspect that every one of those persons is also a driver. And, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, you're kind of in the learning mode in terms of horses and using Beamer, I really want you to do, you know, a mental switch in your head to be really aware of when you are driving on the road in any capacity with a rig, whether it's a small one or a big one, and you can tell whether they're loaded or there's horses or not, because you cannot cut in front of these like you would a normal car. There is so much weight that's being pulled behind that truck. I just saw something from some people that I know that there was an accident. Fortunately, there's no long-term effects, but, you know, somebody cut off, you know, driving their car, cutting in front of a loaded truck and trailer, you know, and just giving enough clearance as if it was a normal car, and the truck had to brake, and it jackknifed a little bit, went into a ditch, and here, this just even kills me to talk about it, but you're looking at one of the horses that's got its front legs out the window in the trailer, tilting over at a 45-degree angle. And there's so many accidents like this that are fatal. And I'll tell you that, you know, if we're driving a rig and I have my beloved horses in the back, I'm going to be less likely to want to stop. And this is just personal. This is, you know, so I'm not going to be very nice about it. Let's just say, keep in mind that there's very little maneuverability of a quick nature with when somebody's pulling horses and that there are family members back there. And another thing is that sometimes, and this goes back to, you know, the people driving the trailers, that sometimes people haul their horses and let them be able to stick their necks out of the windows. And if you're on a really narrow but two-lane road and you say, oh, this trailer's going way too slow, I want to pull around it, keep in mind that you're going to have different clearance. It might not be you pull around on the to the left, which is the side that the horse windows are usually, that's on a slant load, that's usually how they, where they're situated, so the driver can see them. But the horse might not have their head out the window, and you might be pulling around that trailer real close, and the horse can get hurt if they put their head out. And so just be mindful, much more aware. I'm asking you to heighten your awareness when you're in the same vicinity with a truck and trailer. Be kind to them. They're, you know, taking their important members of their family or their business transporting, and just don't treat it like it's another car, please. And I don't know, Rainey and Tiff, if you have any examples to add to that, but this is just near and dear because there's a lot of accidents, and there's ones where they're definitely fatal.
I don't have any specific examples other than the fact that I work at a vet clinic. So we have, over the years, gotten, you know, calls to come and assist with accidents. So those aren't fun to show up to. And sometimes we're not showing up to help. Sometimes we're showing up to, you know, to deal with a problem.
Yeah.
So, those are always scary calls to get, you know, working at the vet clinic. And then we do get them over the years. So, yeah, just a you know, public service announcement. Keep extra eyes out and be extra cautious. I'm sure Tiff has some stories though too.
I don't like to share those stories. I don't even like to think about them.
Yeah. I know.
But no bad juju. But yeah, it is good to be aware for sure.
Yeah. And I think people just, you know, it's something that they've never thought about. And
right.
So
yep.
We have a good opportunity here to say, just, you know, be aware.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, those are the things that I wanted to focus on. Rainey, I know that we had some other things come up through Facebook.
Yeah, there was just
a couple
things I saw on Facebook that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Go ahead, Tiff.
Go ahead, Rainey. Go ahead. Okay.
Oh,
well,
so there was just.
I know this. Sorry.
Nope, you go.
Okay, well, just a little, hopefully this goes hand in hand with what you're about to talk about, but I know the weather has been heating up all across country, and one of the things that people obviously go through your mind is no blanket because it's hot. The horse is going to get warm. But actually, Beamer is quite a bit different than that. It helps with the horses and drinking and recovery and all of the changes in the weather, whether it's cold or hot. And the hot, actually, a lot of horses, they get kind of heat exhaustion just like we do. You know, they don't want to drink because they're hot. So actually, we want to put the unit on, Beamer them, so that they can help with their whole body, with all of the things that they need to operate fully to their capacity and to drink more. So it's important. Another little just cleanliness of a horse feeding and watering and all of the things that go with that. Now is a really good time if you don't regularly clean your water. Now is a really good time for that. to help them to drink more. Put electrolytes in the water, and a lot of people do that. It's just, it's an aid, it's a tool. The Beamer is great for assisting the horses to do what they're naturally supposed to. Yeah, they might get a little sweaty, but they're going to get sweaty anyway. It's warm. So keep yeah. that in mind.
Yeah, you know, Tiff, that was exactly what one of the things I wanted to talk about, and because that was a question that came up on Facebook, is if it's, you know, a little warm out, which I think they were talking, I think the Facebook page was like 80 degrees or something, which isn't even extreme, really extreme heat. It's definitely warm, but it's not extreme heat. But and the answer, absolutely, like you said, is yes, we can definitely use it. I mean, and there are people using it in the really hot areas, you know, in the Floridas and in the southern states where it's, you know, hundreds, you know, over 100 degrees. Cindy, it's going to be over 100 degrees at your place this weekend. I'm sure you're still going to be using the Beamer. But
yeah.
things to keep in mind,
in
and I'm
shade.
Sure you all have. Yeah. Yep. I was
going
to say, I'm sure you all have the things that you recommend. And yeah, we don't want, I don't want to be, I don't want my Beamer to be, and I don't want the horses to be standing out baking in the sun. So yes, find some shade. If you have an area where there's fans, even better. You know, anything to help to stay cool, but there is no reason that you can't do a 5-minute session on a horse. Like Tiff said, they're going to sweat anyway. It's hot. So, you know, 5-minute with that blanket on is only going to actually help them. So, yeah, I mean, all the things that we talk about, though, we don't want our Beamer sitting out in the heat. That doesn't mean, you know, for a session or two, but that means, you know, we don't want it just sitting out on a fence while you're working. Yeah, just keeping it as cool as you can, so shade or, you know, in a barn with fans, all those things are good, but it shouldn't stop you from actually using it. I'm sure, Cindy, you've got some things to add, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, we set up an isolation kind of a stall area for one of our horses and put a fan out there, and it took him about 5 minutes to get used to that fan to say so that he will stand in front of it if you forget to turn it on. So, you know, stomp his foot and look at you like, dummy, come turn the fan
yeah.
on. So,
yeah,
glad to have had that. But, yeah, that heat, and people sometimes, you know, they say, well, can we use the blanket if the horse has just been washed and they're dripping wet? In those cases, you know, that's what scrapers are for. You know, I would get the excess water off because you don't want that to go into the blanket, so to speak. But even if a horse is really sweaty, you don't have to leave it on for a long time. But as Rainy is saying, even 5 minutes, you can. That will help. And hold on, I got to go get the door, guys. I'll be back.
Yeah. No problem. I was just going to say, I mean, absolutely you can put, you know, a thin, like a scram or a sheet underneath there if you're just, you know, that's not going to add too much as far as heat goes, but it is maybe going to protect your Beamer from getting, you know, sweaty and kind of gross. But and I wouldn't worry about putting something real light like that underneath it. Tiff, I'm sure you've done that too.
Yeah, that's a great thing to mention because it does keep it a lot cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as you are not using, you know, any kind of heavy blanket or, you know, especially in those 100-degree heats, you're not using the cooler that comes with the Beamer. That's good for other things, not so much for this. Yeah, just something light is not going to add too much, especially when we're talking, you know, we're doing, you know, 5 or 10-minute sessions. This is not like we're standing, you know, out for hours for, you know, these sessions. So, absolutely, you can do it in the heat. In fact, we've, you know, showed how what a benefit it can actually be. So definitely worth, you know, maybe a little extra sweat, but not much. So please feel free to use Beamer in the sun. But with you know, be smart about it, obviously. We don't want to be standing and baking in the sun. We don't want the Beamer baking in the sun. We don't want our horses baking in the sun. So shade and, yeah, things like that. Absolutely. So, Tiff, you read my mind. That was one of the big things I wanted to talk about because it is something we do talk about a lot, but it's always good to reintroduce this time of year and talk about more. So thank you. All right. The next thing I had to talk about is also on the Facebook page, which I'm sure a lot of you saw, was the people talking about the MagnaWave ad. First of all, if you haven't seen it, go onto Facebook and look at it because at almost – it almost seems so ridiculous that it doesn't even seem real to me. So I'm not even convinced that it's a real thing. It shows somebody kind of throwing a Beamer blanket towards a horse, and then it, of course, just slides off, and then they walk away with their hands up like, oh, that was too hard. So it just doesn't seem real to me. But mostly I just wanted to talk about, I'm so happy to be with a company like Beamer that doesn't do things like that, that we don't feel like we have to talk bad about other devices to make Beamer better. And so we don't have to, and we don't, you know, we don't need to. I think Beamer is so good standalone that we don't need to talk bad about other products. There are benefits to other products. And just because somebody has a MagnaWave or some other type of device doesn't mean they still don't need Beamer. You know, one of those other devices may be really great at something and they may be very happy with that device. And that's great. And it might do something really great for their horses. But Beamer is something different. So, I mean, I know people that have both and are very happy with both. So that is just something to remember, is that we are not that kind of company that we need to feel like we have to talk bad about other products. And that's what I've always really liked about Beamer, is that you have this ABC device. Great. I'm sure you enjoy it. I'm sure it does really great on what it does. Beamer just does something different. And I know, Tiff, you've probably have run into people who have asked you questions about other devices. I'm sure you talk to people all the time that have something different. And how do you usually address that?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest obstacles, I guess, initially in the beginning, because when we started, Rainey, you and I and Cindy, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
ran into, hey, what's this product? I've never heard of it. Is it a car? You know, and then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now, since, a lot of people know what it is. So it's made life a lot easier. However, there are still people out there that don't know what it is. But initially, back to your question, when people did come to me and say, hey, well, what is this? So I don't know what it is. You know, it's new. It's out on the market. What is it?
Right.
Another voodoo thing, like Al said? No, it's this and this. Well, what is it compared to this or that or this or that? You know, all
right.
these different modalities that are on the market, which we know some have been tested, some have been proven, and some have not. And a lot of them have not. And so I just give them the fact. Well, you know, I don't know much about that product, or maybe I do, depending on the product, of course.
Right.
And then I just share, hey, mm-hmm. well, let me offer you a free session. Let me show you what Beamer can do, give you the opportunity to see it, give me the opportunity to meet them, know what they're looking for, and go into it that way. Care about the client. We've talked about that. It's not a sales pitch.
Yep.
It's a genuine product that does what it's supposed to do, and this is the science behind it, and this is the information that is truth. And so that's really what I would focus on, and not really go the opposite direction like you're saying and that other products do, like this particular instance that was brought up of dissing other products, because there is a time and a place for it. It's out on the market. People know about it for reasons. And then another thing that I would say is, hey, this is really cutting-edge stuff. Very easy to use, very practical for everyone, and this is what it does. So really highlighting the key things that are important, the research, the technology, and the facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, that's absolutely. Oh, good, you're back, Sandy. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's something that if you read through this particular post, the comments are kind of interesting, but there was comments made because this was specific to that particular manufacturer, somebody who used to be a distributor or a practitioner for them, and it says, you know, remember that their main purpose is to sell, and the easiest way to make sales is to tear down and discredit the competition and make unsupported claims about your product. So I think anytime that you have another product, you know, this is just a personal reaction for myself, and I don't think I'm alone in this, but when I hear somebody else trying to elevate their product by tearing down another one, I think,
that reflects very poorly on their product and say, yours must not be very good if you're trying to tear down something else. And in Beamer's case, Beamer is often used as kind of the standard to which, because of it being at the top and being so excellent, that people want to be in the same league as Beamer. And so it's kind of a compliment to Beamer that, in fact, that they're trying to compare themselves to us. But and don't forget that we have patents for a reason, that, you know, all products can do something and obviously have some benefit, but there is absolutely nothing that can do what Beamer does, period. So you, as Tiff was saying, you know, you don't have to tear somebody down, and recognize if you do, or that if I were listening to you, I would put that as a negative mark on your side to say, well, your product must not be very good if you have to try and tear down somebody else's. So just personal feelings.
Yeah, and to go a little further on that, the products themselves are what we're talking about. But think about yourself when you're presenting yourself personally when you do things like that. I mean, it's like gossip. I don't operate that way, and I just don't want to be represented that way or even portrayed that way. So me personally, I always try to take the high road and be classy about it. And really, I feel like Beamer is at that level of what you're saying too, Cindy and Rainey, of really carrying yourself to that level. Those are the kind of people you're going to attract. Those are the kind of people you want as clients. And the people that you're going to be maybe acting the opposite way, those are the kind of people you're probably going to be dealing with. And I just don't want to deal with those kind of people. So I carry myself in a different manner as far as a distributor as well for the product. And I reflect personally that way as well as professionally.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And think about somebody that you might be talking to as a potential customer, but also as a potential distributor. They're going to go, well, I don't want to have to do that, you know. And so that taking the higher road is always the best way.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And I've always, you know, we've talked about this in various different ways over the years, but ultimately, you don't need to talk about anything bad about the other companies or the other products, because they have their what they do, and that's fine. And you don't even have to know everything about that. All you just have to know is what Beamer does and be able to, you know, explain how great that has been. So that's all you need to do. So, and I'm happy about that. It's happy to be part of a company that is their goal. So perfect. All right. We do have somebody that wants to chat with us. Well, we've got area code 604. Area code 604, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, hi, good morning. This is Kathy from up in BC. I just wanted to ask you guys, hi. I was very excited. I had somebody contact me, actually, interested in the Beamer. I sent a couple of videos to her. I see she just watched one and one and a half. I did contact her again and ask her how she made out with her mare. She said that it was under, you know, the vet had been working with her, and she was hoping to ride on the weekend. So I just left it. I sent her a little note last night to see if she had a chance to ride her mare. And she said that she was still going to have to be on just basically very low exercise for a month. So I sent her the healing thanks to the better circulation, a microcirculation in horses. I believe she's a nurse. So I was thinking that might be a good one to send her. And then I just left her a note to say I would leave it in her hands, that I'd send her this another video for information for her to look at, and that I would be more than happy to do a couple of sessions on her mare, and that I would, you know, really love to have some testimonials, and sounded like her mare might be a great testimonial, and I'd just leave it in her hands. So I just wanted to ask you, like, I've kind of contacted her twice. I know with myself, I like to buy, but I don't like to be sold. So I don't want to come across like I'm trying to, you know, sell or push the product. So would you suggest I just leave it at this point and maybe in a few weeks contact them again and you know, just to, because I am curious, I am interested, you know, as well. So I believe that the Beamer would be a benefit, but I don't want to look pushy because I don't think that's not my style. So I just kind of wondered where you guys would go.
Well, personally, I will tell you, I think 2 weeks is too long to wait. I agree with you. You don't want to push something, but you do want to say, you know, did you have a chance to take a look at what I sent you? Are there any questions that I can answer for you? And that's not pushy. That's just making sure that they got it. And maybe they haven't looked at it yet. But I would wait just personally, I would wait a couple of days and then I would go with that approach.
Okay. Yeah, because I can see, you know, I can see she hasn't looked at what she's looked at and what she hasn't. So, yeah. Okay. So that
but she
would be
doesn't
just
know that.
A good introduction. Yeah. No, true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, maybe, you know, you got the email address wrong or you got, you know, something. You just, I always think I can't be sure that they received it. And that's the premise that I go on. And, you know, I don't think if I were on the recipient end, that wouldn't bother me. It would if it,
and
know,
especially, especially if you're checking on her mare too, you know, because you are genuinely interested in how her recovery is going. And so I don't think, you know, doing a quick check on to see how her recovery is going would be too pushy either.
Okay. And I, at this point, to be honest with you, I've had my, you know, I haven't, you know, because of the last couple of years haven't really done much with my horse set. So, you know, I really am looking to get some testimonials as well, because to me, that's what really, really speaks volumes. And so, at this point, I'm not even really wanting to even charge her. I don't know if she's worried about maybe, you know, I think sometimes people worry about, is there going to be a payment for this? And so I've just, without saying I'm not going to charge you, I just said I'd be more than happy to come and do a couple of sessions. So do you think I should come right out and say, like, I won't charge you. I just would like a testimonial from you if we see, you know, I was wondering how I should handle that.
Personally on that, I would also say that, you know, you'd really like, you know, you'd like to help her mare in this circumstance, and you'd like to, you know, get some feedback from her rather than asking for a testimonial. I think it's softer to say, I'd like to get your feedback. And, I'm willing to do this, you know, X time. I'd be very explicit to say, you know, I would do this without charge.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thanks. I just appreciate you guys' help with moving me forward.
Well,
absolutely.
And I'm glad that you're able to, you know, to be able to be in a position to help like that. And just a sidebar, you said you hadn't used the horse set much recently. There's probably other opportunities in your area where you can get the feedback that you're looking for in testimonials if you do some volunteer work at a rescue or a sanctuary.
Yes, that is on my plan to do that. So, yes,
good.
I'm planning to do that. I have my son's girlfriend, her dad had just recently sold his racehorse, but he's very involved with the track and things. So he's going to come with me because he's heard about Beamer, but he hasn't had, you know, seen anybody using one. So I've invited him to come along, and if we do this together, because I think he's got a lot of knowledge, and I want to include him even for my own confidence as well. So,
well, that particularly, if he's at all involved in horses that, you know, are retired off the track or who are, you know, they're not quite fast enough or something, because there's a huge market for off the track thoroughbreds for other, you know, purposes, whether it's a competitive discipline or just as a personal horse. And those horses, oftentimes, you know, they have one or two, they have an on-off button, and that's about all, because that's, they haven't needed to have much more. And so, you know, now when they're getting almost fully grown, or at least much larger,
than when horses might normally be started to be trained and with a little more things like ground manners. These horses, in order to be able to find a good home, Beamer could really be play a good role for them, helping on that whole parasympathetic response, because you want these horses to be safe to handle and you want them to be receptive to being able to have some manners, if you will, and that will help them have a home rather than some of the other fates that ends up with these animals. So to the extent if he's involved with anything like that, Beamer could be a very, very helpful role in literally saving lives.
Yes, great. Thank you. I've told him about it. I showed him about it, and he's, just a few months back sold his racehorse, and he said to me the other day, well, I wish you would have told me about this when I had my horse. We could have used it on my horse. And I'm like,
yeah.
I did tell him, but I wasn't being pushy,
yeah,
because I was just, trying to get the interest. So anyway, learn along the way how to handle things. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Kathy.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. All right, we've only got a couple minutes left before we're going to get cut off here, but we do have somebody else that wants to chat with us. If it's not just a quick question, we may just say save it for next week. But we've got area code 805. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, ladies. Good morning. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup, also known as Jan Hoff from beautiful Central Coast, California. Hi. Hi, Sin.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan. You gals, you guys are dynamite. I swear. Just your conversations back and forth are so easy and so wonderful and uplifting, and just you're so ethical, and I just want you to know that we all appreciate you. Just your conversations back and forth. I have a gal that moved from Paso about an hour or so away, got contacted by someone who she didn't know, but it was through a friend of hers that told this gal to get a hold of her, and she was interested in buying a used horse unit. Well, my gal talked to her about the benefits of getting a new one and the three-year warranty on it. And so she did
mm-hmm.
order a new unit. So you don't know who knows somebody that you know that wants a horse unit.
Yeah. Good point. Absolutely.
Just don't
Absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I did go across the road to a clinic where our new neighbors, this world-famous Australian trainer, and I did go over there, so I'm in touch with them, and wonderful people, salt-of-the-earth people just like you all. So thank you so much, ladies. You're very, very special. We're lucky to have you.
Well,
thank you so much, Jan,
to show more people.
Yeah, thank you. Make it a great Thursday, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks,
thank
Jan,
you, Jan.
You too.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Take care.
Thanks so much, Jan. We really appreciate you coming on and saying that. We do this for all of you, so we're happy that you you enjoy it and you get something from it. So, all right, ladies, we have about 2 minutes before we're going to get cut off. Any final words, Tiff?
I will be heading to Utah this weekend and then Southern Colorado for the duration of next week. So I'll be tuning in live, Blog Talk, helping out. On Thursday from Southern Colorado. Another cutting horse deal.
Perfect.
Cool.
We look forward to hearing about your trips.
Yeah.
And Cindy.
Absolutely. So, yeah, my final words are drive carefully and pay attention.
And I'll just add, stay cool, because I know there's other places in the country that are getting pretty hot this weekend. And so use your Beamers for yourselves and your horses to help, help your body. All right, everyone. I hope you all have such a great week. We're going to be sure to tune into with the other days of Blog Talk. They do some really great things on the other days. But, of course, we'll meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Bye, Tiff. Bye, Cindy. Thank you, ladies.
Bye, Randy. Bye, Tiff. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission, to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.